You sure? There's been a lot of sighing there.
What?
A lot of sighing. Oh, yeah. You've been making a lot of noises. Probably should have said that before I turned on the recorder.
Just trying to play catch up this week. I went away this last weekend, so.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I'm going away this weekend again, so I'm pretty well caught up, and it's going to go down the tubes.
Yeah.
Although these kids take naps, so. Okay, what I want to do is look at, yeah, where'd it go? Does this statement make sense? I forgot to paste it in, so we'll worry about that one later. Okay. Because somebody sent me an email this morning, and I realized when they said I don't understand number one, why they didn't understand number one. So what I want to do is look at a bunch of different subqueries and go through them, and I want you to work on them, and we'll work on them together. I want you to create a script to start out with, to create a table called department or department copy. I already have a department, so I'm going to create a department copy. So we can start out doing that. And then that essentially goes with the employee table. Okay, it's matches to the department number. So we're going to create a script for our department, and then we're going to go through and basically look at these and go through these SQL things, because they've got some kind of interesting things in them. So, anyway, let's start out by we're going to create the table. So I'm going
to... Are we going to be turning this in afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay.
Although, actually, if you're here, I don't think I actually care because we're doing it in class. So we can just make a list of who's here and no, you don't have to turn it in. Pens out. You're the only one that's exclusively online. Notice also, I wanted to just point this out. I just wrote select table name from user. If I then write just the word edit, that comes up so that I can see the last statement. The last statement is out there. And notice up at the top, it says a feel, well, however you pronounce that. Why isn't this showing up? There it is. Okay. It comes up with a buffer, basically. Okay, and that's the name of the buffer. If you write edit in the name of something, that's how you create a script. But if you just write edit, it comes up with the last thing that you did.
Wait, what?
Huh? What? Wait a minute. Okay, so if the last thing I wrote was select table name.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just do this. Okay. So now if I type the word edit, it brings up the last thing that I wrote. And if I go back up here, that was the last thing that I wrote. Okay, so typing the word edit brings up the last thing that I wrote.
The up arrow does that also, doesn't it?
Yeah. But edit lets me go in and change it here. And if you're working on the machines here, that's an easy way of changing things. So notice that it also does not put the semicolon in. It puts in that slash to indicate the end. Okay? So I can then make any changes that I want here. And then I can do a file, save, file, exit. And it comes back to the SQL prompt. And if I put the forward slash, it executes whatever I came back with from the editor. Okay, so I put in the forward slash, and it then executes whatever I came back with in the editor. Okay. Now, working through PuTTY, it's a pain in the neck because of the editor, but this working here, it's an easy way to do it. Did I get your name and have you passed it on? Basically, that signing this dot on the dotted line means you don't have to do the homework because we're doing it all in class. Not the homework, but this particular exercise, if we get through it. If we don't get through it, you'll have to do the last ones. Okay, so that's basically how you can use the editor. And I tend to use that quite a lot, but I also have it installed at home, so I'm using it on my installation at home, not on the school. I'm not going in through PuTTY, I'm doing it because I have it installed at home. Carolyn, I'm going to grab. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to create a script. So now I'm saying edit department copy because I want to do a new script. And so when I say enter here, it comes up and says cannot find the department copy. Do you want to create a new file? Okay. And if I say yes, then I can go ahead and create a new file, a script, basically. So this is going to be called departmentcopy.sql. It's creating a script. And even though I wrote departmentcopy, it knows that it's at this point puts a .sql on it. So now I can go ahead and write my script. Okay. So I'm going to create table department copy. Probably I should have given it a different name, but anyway. And I have a bunch of fields here that I said I wanted. So I'm going to have department number, which is a number, and it's just two characters, and a dname, which is varchar2 and 14 characters. And LOC, which is a varchar2 and 13 characters. and I need another parenthesis and a semicolon there. Okay, and then I'm going to insert into department copy, and we'll see how many mistakes I make, but right now I'm values. The official ones that come with this are only the EMP is one of the standard ones they hand out, and it only has the first three. I added the Boston one mainly so that I'd have a department that had nothing in it, because I wanted to play with that at one point. I'll manage to get this yet. And then I run it. And it actually looks like it did it. Wow. That's a rare occurrence that I didn't have at least one typo in there.
I don't think.
But now the nice thing is you can hit edit.
Where does it say the...
Pardon me?
Where does it say if the file to
see user somewhere? No.
It saves it wherever I told it to save it. Which also brings me to the point that if I were you... Ooh, it just shows me the last thing. Oh, that's because I said edit, didn't put the name. If I say edit... department copy.sql, I have it. So if I were you, if you're here, it saves it. You chose at the beginning a drive to save it on.
T-drive,
and
yeah.
I think I chose F, so I'll go and look there. But the other thing is, if you want to save it on one of your floppies, you know, on your flash drives, so you can take it home. Just, you know, make a copy of it when you've got it up there and save it for whatever you want. So I'm going to call this, you know, edit copy. And actually, it's in Notepad. I can do a file save as and save it wherever I want to save it. So we'll save it on the T drive.
How did you get it to actually run?
I typed, where did I do it? Up, right there. @departmentcopy.sql. So basically, I would make a copy of it and save it wherever you want to save it. Because when you've got it up there in the notepad, it's easy to just go ahead and copy and paste, or it's easy to just do a save as, and then you've got it wherever you want it. So that you can take it home. If you want to take it home and run it, you can take it home and run it.
When you save the scripts, the notepad, don't they have to be in that path? Like I'm looking at T-Oracle, and it's got my user ID.
Right.
You have to copy it and put it in that path in order for it to link.
Well, basically what I do is finding the paths is a pain in the neck.
Right.
So if I wanted to take this home, I'd save it on my flash drive, take it home, and then at home I would write the edit, instead of my Oracle, write edit copy.sql, open it in my notepad, paste it in there, and then I'd have it.
Okay,
as opposed to, yes, it saves them, I think it saves it in the home drive and that sort of thing. But I just find it easier to just do the simple copy and paste rather than figuring out what drive it's saving it in.
Yeah.
But that may just be pure laziness. I just, trying to remember what drive it's been saved on and all that good stuff.
Yeah, well, it's different between the SQL Plus and the Oracle, too. And C users, because I experimented with
okay.
the lab. C users... something.
Yeah, no, I looked it up last night, and I found it, and it was, I can't remember what the address was, it's just, as far as I'm concerned, I build up my own library of scripts, and then if I want a particular script, it takes me an extra 30 seconds to paste it in, and I've got my library where I want my library to be. So at this point, I've now created department copy, and if I do a select table name from usernames, okay, what can't I spell? Select, what is it? Select
user tables.
User tables, that's what it was. Select table name from, I did it right a little earlier, user tables, not usernames. And hopefully you see department copy there, and yes, it's there. Okay, so I made department copy. And so I now have the file. And there's one of these at least that I used department copy in when I was playing around with these, I think. Or use department in. I called it department. I'm calling it department copy, as I said, because I already had department out here. And so I wanted to have it have a unique name. So has everybody made a copy of this? Mm-hmm. Okay. So now I want to look at... And basically, have you experiment with these for a few minutes, and then we'll talk about them. But there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 problems, I think, that I would like you to try to figure out how they work. And one of them has something very interesting in it, which I didn't know. I've forgotten. I was looking up interesting ones. And I find some ideas and then turn them into this. Actually, two of them are kind of interesting. So play around with them. Try to figure out what's going on, if you would, by looking at them, and then go ahead and run them. Because I think you have an employee and you now have a department, so I think you can go ahead and run them. And as we just said, number one, I forgot to paste in what I wanted you to look at, so. Oh no, actually I didn't paste anything in. That's a read one. Yeah, no, that can be done. I lied. That one's fine.
The top one?
Yeah. Does this statement make sense? And the statement is, you should use a subquery if you do not want to show data, but that should be data.
No, it didn't make sense.
Sure it did. That's just a typo. From the table referenced by the subquery, if you want to show the data from the join aware.
So that's your statement.
Yeah. So basically, yeah, the statement probably doesn't want to make a lot of sense. You should use a subquery if you want to, if you do not want to show data from the table referenced by the subquery. So in other words, if I have a inner select that references a table, it's just bringing back one thing, or maybe two things if I'm doing a pairwise. If I want to print out data from that table, then I need to have it in a join or a where. And that's basically what it's saying. Is if I have my first select uses EMP, okay, this needs to be aligned, and my second select, my inner select, uses department and gives me something in department, then that's fine. I'll get the something in department, but I don't want to have department stuff up here on the top. This should just be employee stuff. I got department stuff. Okay, so if I'm just referencing department down here to get one piece of information to compare, then I'm fine. But if I want to print all of the stuff, a lot of stuff out from employee and department, then I should be using either the join or the where to link them together, is what it's basically saying.
Oh, yes.
So, yes, it makes sense. And I guess making sense is probably not the key word I should have used. But anyway. Okay. And we've done number two, so now you're working on 3 through 5. And I'm going to have problems in the next class. Well, I guess I'm all right. It seems to be off a little bit, but I guess I'm all right. Probably I do. I don't know how you're moving these over, but what I did to move it over was I simply typed the word edit. And then I copied and pasted this in. And when I came back, I hit the slash. Okay, so I did an edit. I copied and pasted it in. I took out the semicolon and put the forward slash in. Okay. And then I did a file exit. Or I think I did a file save since I made a change. A file exit. I came back. It now shows it. And I am putting in the forward slash to run. And if you look at the notes that we've been going over in class, every once in a while you'll see me doing something like that, where you'll see the SQL down below and that sort of thing, and that means that I probably made a mistake when I was typing it, so I went back in and edited it, and then ran it.
When you do that, you have to use the .duf extension?
It would. No, it creates the buffer. If I type the word, let me just take a picture of this and then I'll do it. If I type the word edit, it brings up the The joys of taking pictures. It brings up the buffer. If I just type the word edit without a name after it, then it brings up the buffer. And I can paste anything I want into the buffer. Okay, then I get rid of the semicolon and put in the forward slash. Because for some reason, and I think I used to know the reason, the buffer wants it in that format. So then I save and I exit. Or in this case, I didn't do anything, so I just exit. It shows it, and it says it wrote the field of the buffer, and if I come over here and type in the forward slash, it executes it. If I type run, it also executes it. So I can type either the forward slash or run. I tend to use the forward slash, but either one will work. Thank you. Can't see this screen?
No.
But that one's on my website.
Oh, you have that up there?
Yeah. Okay. So you just go to my website. You found it on the phone. You found one of the door? No, the door. Okay, I believe. Yeah. Right down, you know, go back. It's right down there.
Oh.
Okay. So the first thing to do, I want you to do is create a script. Okay. And I basically did the create a script right at the beginning. Someplace along the line. Oh, I think I logged out in between by mistake. But you're going to do, to create the thing, you're going to do a create table and insert like I did on the other script. So I've got it saved on the T drive. So Notepad, File, Open. Department copy. So that's the script that I wrote. And I can make that bigger. Can you read it now? Bigger?
It's fine.
It's fine. Okay, so what I've got there is, this is the script that I wrote. So this is number two. It's the script I wrote to create. So that's the first thing you want to do. So you want to go into Oracle. Okay. Oracle's hung up? Okay, you want to go into Oracle. So this is number two, is that's the script that I wrote. It will look like you have to be high focus as well.
Okay,
so that's not fine. You're using SQL Plus, I would at least. Because it's a lot easier. So if I'm sitting here in the classroom, I'm not going to use PuTTY. Because it's a lot easier to go in through Oracle. And not through PuTTY. If you have a desperate need to go in through PuTTY, I don't complain, but it's just a lot easier to do it this way. So that's the script in number two. And in order to create this script, at the the SQL prompt, I wrote edit and I called it department copy. And you can put a .sql on that, which I frequently do. And then I went in and I wrote the script, and then I saved it and exited. And I'll come back to the SQL prompt, and I will do an @ sign. And this is how I run it. So I do the @ sign, and that's how I run it, departmentcopy.sql. Slightly different data than I am, because I only got one thing, I think.
Okay.
And I actually am going to leave this. Does anybody else want a copy of the Create Department copy? Hello, anybody else want a piece of paper with that on it?
I think I'm all set.
Okay. Then I will keep this for scrap paper. I should have asked before I printed rather than after.
You know what? Actually, I will take one. That way, if anybody asks me for it in the lab.
You want a copy of departmentcopy.sql?
Yes,
right, you want one of those?
It's for the sight impaired.
That's for what?
The sight impaired.
Yeah, right, exactly. mainly because I wanted to make it go away from here, so I figured I had to pass it out if I was going to make it go away. Yeah, I only got one, but you got two, so...
It's the same exact thing that popped up, though. It's the same exact data field. Boy number 7369 Smith. The same exact thing that popped up twice.
Huh.
Yeah. That's what kind of threw me off about it. That's why I was still wondering.
It must be in there twice.
Maybe.
Go look at your table and see if you were fighting an accident creating it twice. Look at the records. Just do a select asterisk from it. No, just do a select asterisk from what's in there with the EMP copy.
Yeah, I don't think I did.
EMP, what did you put?
I put
on
EMP copy.
Okay. Yeah, you've got 26 rows, so you've got them in there twice.
Okay.
Okay. So the reason you've got two is you've got them in there twice.
Oh, yes, I see.
Okay. Yeah, just go ahead and do it. This isn't. It's not going to mess you up for this as long as you know it.
Mm-hmm.
You just know you're going to see the duplicates. Yeah, if you run the script twice, lots of times I actually run two scripts. If I think I want to separate things. But if you run that script twice, you're going to end up with duplicate data.
Okay.
Okay, because it ignores the create table and gives you an error on that. But then it goes on and does the inserts all over again. So if you run it five times, you're going to have five copies of everybody in there. It yells at you about the create, but it doesn't stop it from running the script. It just continues on and does the inserts. That's right. And so then your output is going to show the records twice as well. Okay? Pardon me? No, you would say edit. Oh, if you're running it, yes, you're using the right command. But let's... Okay. Wait, how did you make it? How did you put it in there? Just you went into Notepad? Okay, go back over here. Copy and paste that. do an edit copy. Yeah, whatever you want. And then come over here and write edit. Department space department copy dot SQL. I pasted it in there. Do you want to create a new file? Yes. Paste it in. Do a file save, file exit. Just a file save, do a file exit. And now do that at sign. And I can do it. Okay, so now it worked. It just didn't find it. Okay? Where are you on these problems?
I'm on the sixth.
Okay. I'm going to give you a few more minutes, then we're going to talk them through. Copies of that one, I think, when I was running. Okay, I'm going to go over them in a minute. Those of you who are having trouble seeing, if you want to come up and sit the chairs up here or whatever, or bring your chair up, you're welcome to move up and move closer to the screen, because I'm just going to be talking about what's on the screen. So it's up to you. Okay, so the first one I said, select, which is number 3, I said select employee number, employee name, salary, and department number from the employee. Okay, where salary is less than all. And my inner select said, basically, get me the salaries for Department 30. Okay, so it said, get me the salaries for Department 30. So down here below, I went in and I printed out everybody. So let me look for the salaries for Department 30. Department 30 has one here at $1,600, one at $1,250, 30 is one at $2,050, one at $2,050, I think I got them. $1,250s currently, a $1,500 and a $950. Well, I said it had to be less than all of them. So basically the key one is the $950. It has to be less than $950 because I said it had to be less than all of them. So if I go in here and look for salaries less than $950, the only one I see is that $800 there. So that's the only one that should be showing up, because that's the only one that is less than the $950. Okay, so it went in and it found all the salaries for Department 30. These are the ones for Department 30. And if I missed one, I missed one. It really doesn't matter because I said less than all of them. So the key thing is the lowest. Since I said it had to be less than all of them, if I'd said any, it works differently, or in, it works differently, but I'd said it has to be less than all of them. So the $950 is the key thing. So now I'm coming back up here, and when I run this, it's basically saying less than all of them, which means less than $950. It's basically saying less than $950 because it's saying less than all of them. And so the only one that's less than $950 is the one with the $800, and that's why we see that particular record showing up. Questions? Okay. The next one that I had was the having one. Okay. And I basically, my inner set one said to figure out the average salary for the Department 30. So I would have to take all those salaries and divide by, and I can figure out the average salary. Okay, so if I run this inner select as a separate thing, and that's what I do lots of times where I'm trying to make sure things are working, I run the inner select as a separate thing, and it would have come back with the average for Department 30 if I'd run that separately. And so now I'm saying, okay, I want to see department number, and there's a group by, so I'm going to be groups of departments. So I'm going to be seeing something for 10, 20, and 30. And I tried min-sal, and min-sal didn't work, so I added 1,000 to it to get something to show up. Okay, so min-sal plus 1,000. So I'm getting the minimum salary in the department, and I'm adding 1,000 to it. Okay, and apparently once I added 1,000, it was greater than the average salary. Okay, for all three departments. If I had gone in there and added 500 or something, maybe I would have got a different number. But when I added 1,000, it got bigger than all of the average. Yes, no, maybe? Okay, the third one is where? Okay, somebody tell me what the third one's doing.
Problem number five.
Problem number five.
Select employee number, manager, yeah. Department number.
There it is.
Where they're in the 7900, blah, blah, blah.
Yep. Okay, so what is this doing?
Do you want an answer?
Yeah.
Okay, so the inner select is getting every manager and department number combination from the employee table for those employee numbers.
Right.
And then the hour select is getting the employee number, manager, and department number, where that manager and department number match up to the manager and department numbers from the inner select.
Right, right. Okay, so the manager and depart number apparently came back as 7698, 7566, and 7782. Those are apparently the manager numbers that came back for those particular employees. So what I did is I said, okay, I've got three employees. I'm going to go find the manager and the department number for those three employees. That's what the inner select did. I'll find the manager number and the department number for those three employees. And then I said, okay, now I want to know all the employees that have that manager and department number. Okay, so the manager and department numbers came back as 7, 6, 9, 8, and 30. And they came back as 7, 5, 6, 6, and 20, and 7, 7, 8, 2, and 10. So now I said, okay, now find all of the employees that have those, that set of manager and department number. And so it turns out that the 7698 department 30 had a whole load of employees that had that combination. There was only one employee that had the 7782, and there were a couple of employees that had the 7566620. Yes, no? Ask questions if you don't understand it, because I'm going to give you a really nasty assignment next week. So ask questions if you don't get it. Okay. Number six. Said. And this is number six. No, that wasn't number six. It's number, yeah. Where's number six? I know I did it. There it is. Okay, so I said select the employee department number, and this is something I had forgotten that you could do. But notice I've got a comma after department number. I don't have a where or anything else. I have a comma after department number. And then I said go and select DNAME from the department table where employee department equals department department. So it went and looked up the department number in the department table and came back with the department name. Okay, because the where clause says find a department number match. So it looked up the department number in the department table and came back with the department name, and it printed it next. the from employee goes with the top select. Select employee number, department number, from employee. Okay? But I wanted to get the department name also, so I basically snuck out and got the department name from the department table. I thought that was kind of neat. Okay? And as I said, I'd forgotten you could do that. Notice this one, clearly I was using the editor. And that little asterisk on the last line tells you that you just came back from the editor. And the forward slash means run the editor. And I think, in fact, on a good portion of these, when I ran them, I had to go into the editor and fix something, so I think I put them on all of them, probably. But over here, I just have the semicolon at the end. But here, I clearly went into the editor, and when I come back to the editor, I don't have the semicolon because I don't use that in the editor. I just say the slash. So that went out and gave me the employee number, the employee name, and the department number. Or employee number, department name. So I used the select there to go to another table to grab an individual field that I wanted instead of using a join or a where. And I thought that was kind of neat. And kind of speaks against the first one that I said, except that I don't think I'd actually ever probably do this, but it's kind of neat. And the last one does a where exists. Okay. So I'm saying I want to see department number, department name, from department. Where exists? So I'm looking for, okay, if you look at the inner select, I'm saying select employee number from employee, where department number equals the department number. There is an extra department that I had in mind that I had you create, which was department 40. There were no employees on department 40. So department 40 doesn't exist. Okay, if I just go in and do a select department number from department, I get a department 40. Okay? But there is no employee for department 40. So find the employee that matches the department is what I'm saying there. And it doesn't come back with any 40, so 40 doesn't exist. The others all exist, and so it will come back. Does that make sense? So I'm only getting matches. So this is like one of those put the plus sign on one side when you're doing the where, so that you only get the ones that match, or you get the ones that don't match. Actually, it's the reverse of it. If you just do a where, you're not going to get the ones that match.
Seems strange to me because you don't have to. You don't have to do the outer select. Doesn't select anything. It seems like you'd have to select an employee number or match them up somehow that way. But I don't know.
Yeah, no. Apparently, the exists goes and checks and sees what came back. So if I say.
You could just, could you also do it by saying where department number in?
Oh, yeah, you can.
Department number from employee?
Department number in, yes. Yes. I mean, there's a bunch of ways you could do this. I was just looking for a way that showed the exists. So if I say select employee, from department. No, it's employee number. Edit. Semicolon. Edit. Okay, so now what did I actually want to write? select employee number. I guess I'll say department number. From department, comma, employee. And actually, if I'm going to do that, I've got to tell it the name up there. Where employee.departmentNumber equals department.departmentNumber. I'm not sure that's going to get me what I want to see. Why did I do that? Error at line 3. Not properly ended. Okay, so I need to take out my semicolon. Okay, so that shows me everybody and doesn't show me the department 40, which is what I wanted to see. So if I, when I do that, select employee number and include the department, which I would have to do, since I was doing the comparison, I can see that there is no employee that has department 40. And so it goes through and checks to see if it exists. If you just do a regular one, you get that. Okay, because basically this is just the alternate way of doing that. But I just wanted to show you the exists, because I'm getting the same things that I got up there. It's just I didn't put in the name and everything. So if I'd gone in and did the edit and put in the dename and the salary, I'm getting exactly what I got up there. Was that where I ran it? I've now lost where I ran it. But anyway, you can go ahead and do it without the exists. This was just a way to show what the exists does. Alrighty, we are out of time. We will start input next week, but I wanted to make sure that you played around with queries a little, subqueries, because that's where I find that the biggest amount of problems shows up. Little homework if you were here today. Be honest with yourself.